Hey Google, who's smarter, you or Alexa? Yes, we're playing that game again, asking the same 150 questions to Google Home, Amazon's Echo Speaker, and Apple's Siri Personal Assistant. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. You know, it was just about 2 years ago at the Google I.O. conference where the Google Assistant was first introduced, and after a rocky debut, Google has finally gotten its act together in posing these 150 questions to the three assistants. Google consistently had the right answers with a few weird ones here and there. But Amazon was really close behind and Apple was really far back. The iPhone maker has a lot of work cut out for itself. I found Google answering 80% of the queries correctly compared to 77.4% for Amazon. Apple was far behind at 57%, but I have a caveat. If Alexa and Google read you the answer and Siri says, here's what I found on the web, it makes you click a link to get it, that counts as a no. Frankly, most times Siri actually had the answer if you are willing to work for it. In compiling this list of 150 questions, I used mostly queries plugged by Apple, Amazon, and Google on their websites in showing how to use the assistants, as well as a bunch provided me by the investment firm Loop Ventures, which regularly tests the assistants. Now, first, you know that Google can answer easy ones, how far away is the moon, and useful ones like, how do you say thank you in Japanese? When's my next flight? And what's on my calendar this week? You probably know that Alexa gets better and better all the time. It can answer tough Google-style questions like, what's the melting point of gold? What's 2 to the power of 20? It can do fun stuff like read recipes, play Jeopardy, and send flowers to mom. Apple Siri is often maligned, even though it's the most used personal assistant, and with managed expectations, can make calls, read your email and text, set calendar appointments, and do other useful things for you. That said, let's have a little fun. Let me tell you some of the weird things that the assistants couldn't get right. Hey Google, where can I get my car fixed locally?
I found a couple auto repair shops near you. The first one is my dad's auto service at 2041 East Carson Street in Long Beach.
Those auto repair shops are far, far away from me. Alexa, where can I get a TV?
I don't know that one, but I'm working on including more local businesses.
This, of course, is from Amazon, the number one e-commerce site. Hey Siri, what is the number one best-selling record of all time?
I found something on the web about what is the number one best-selling record of all time.
Hey Siri, why do cats have whiskers?
My web search turned something up for why do cats have whiskers.
Okay, those are some interesting answers. Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. The bottom line, Amazon has gotten really close to Google in terms of being able to successfully answer most of what's thrown at the assistants, while the longest running personal assistant, Siri, has fallen way behind. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, if you're listening, I've got a simple fix. Siri is supposed to be hands-free. Make it that way. Someone asks a question, read the answer, like Amazon and Google does. I never want to hear these words again.
Okay, I found this on the web.
That's my two cents. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find us. And as always, thanks everyone for listening. And thank you, Siri. Thank you, Alexa. And thank you, Google.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to help.